The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hard to do stuff with Simon Tierney on The Hard Shoulder.
And I'm joined as always at this time on a Wednesday by Simon Tierney. And today he is telling us how to take risks.
Yeah, how to be a risk taker. I found myself watching an extraordinary television programme the other night, Kira, live. It was about a man called Alex Honnold, who is a free solo climber. Are you familiar with this guy?
Yes, and I feel nauseous every time I see him doing his thing.
It was incredibly
extreme risk-taking. I was hoping you'd tell us about, you know, going on a roller coaster, changing jobs.
Or deciding whether to have a ham sandwich or a cheese sandwich. Or branch out and get a bit of coleslaw on it.
Always. Okay, no, but we're going right. Okay, we're going to go jumping between skyscrapers.
Yeah, so just for the listeners who don't understand, this guy, he was climbing a skyscraper in Taipei, in Taiwan, and it was 100 floors high, but he climbed it without any support ropes or harnesses or anything like that. So he specializes in this type of very high-risk climbing. And I was watching it and it was nauseous because obviously if something goes wrong, the risk is that you will die. You're going to fall.
Oh, I'd say there's quite a likelihood.
Well, that's what I thought. And after watching it, I was so taken by this man's bravery that I wanted to find out what his approach to risk was. And I found quite a bit of material from previous interviews that he'd done about it. And what was really interesting for me, Kira, is that he separated the idea of risk into different categories. And he describes risk as being about likelihood, but he separates that from the idea of the consequences. So risk has two avenues. Likelihood and consequence, right? So for him, the likelihood of him falling off that building, he rated at 1%. And 99% was that he would not fall off the building. And the reason for that is because of the meticulous planning that he put into it. And also the fact that he's highly skilled. And thirdly, that contrary to what you see on the television, he said that like a lot of what he was doing in the climb was actually quite easy to do, and only small parts of it were really, really difficult. And then the consequences are in that risk is that if something does go wrong in that 1%, the consequence is that he would die. But the consequence, the chance of the consequence happening is very, very small.
So he was able to. That's a brilliant way to approach risk taking.
Yeah, he was able to rationalize it in a very different way to the way I would have thought about it, in a kind of a bald kind of thinking, oh my God, you know, everything could go wrong here. But he had broken it down in a really different way. And when I started looking into it a bit more, I realized that my kind of naive attitude is shared by most people, and most people don't take risks because of four things, according to this woman called Margie Worrell. And she wrote a book called Brave about risk taking. And she says that the reasons we don't take a risk is because we overestimate the probability of something going wrong. That's exactly what Alex Honnold wasn't doing. Secondly, we exaggerate the consequences of what might happen if it does go wrong. That doesn't relate to Alex Honnold because the consequences were quite clearly very bad for him. The third thing is that we underestimate our ability to handle the consequences of risk. I really like that because, you know, one often thinks that we kind of catastrophize. We say in our heads, we're projecting into the future and thinking, oh God, you know, if I do go to Australia and I don't find a job and I can't find somewhere to live, I'll miss my friends back home. That's going to be catastrophic. But actually, you could probably handle that quite well. And the fourth thing is that we discount or deny the cost of inaction and sticking with the status quo. So if I stick with the Australia example there, which I think is probably quite relevant for a lot of people in Ireland who might be thinking about taking the leap and doing something like that, is that you imagine that the risk is only on one side. The risk is if I go to Australia and everything doesn't turn out well. But there's also risk on the other side, if you take the decision to stay doing what you're doing, the risk of stasis, of inaction, of sticking with the status quo, of not making a change, of not expanding your mind. So we often discount that element of risk, I think, as well.
Really, really interesting. I love that approach. You see the risk, you see the consequences, the likelihood of you actually facing those consequences, but you also need to look at your ability to deal with the worst case scenario.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's really fascinating. Like Phil Knight, I found myself over Christmas watching that movie Air, which is a kind of, I suppose, a biopic of Phil Knight, who's the co-founder of Nike back in the 1960s. He's still with us. He's quite elderly now. He's a billionaire now. But when he was starting that company, Kira, he said that there was massive risk. He put all his life savings into setting up this shoewear company. But he said that the risk of success or the risk of failure outweighed the downside. So what he said was that, okay, if this all goes pear-shaped with this Nike idea, what will happen is that I will be completely broke, but I will come out of it with wisdom. And he says that the wisdom was an intangible and invaluable asset that I would have. So even though I would have no money, I would be able to go on and do something else with the wisdom that I learned. Only if I fail fast and fail well. So he reckoned that the risk was worth taking.
And guess what? It absolutely was.
It did. And now it's one of the biggest shoewear companies in the world.
Are there certain personality types that are better taking risks, or certain, or genders?
Oh,
men, I would imagine, better
really
taking risks than women.
That is really interesting. And to be honest, I hadn't considered this before, but the data is very, very clear on this, is that women are more risk averse, or at least that's what the data tells us. But what sociologists have discovered when they actually dig down a little deeper into this, Kira, is that women tend to be more sensitive to the pain of any resulting loss. So when a risk does go wrong and they fail, that they might be more sensitive. But why is that? And the answer to that might be that women face more negative consequences when they take a risk, particularly in the workplace.
So we tend to focus more on the consequences than the probability?
Yeah. And, you know,
because the consequences can be more detrimental.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've talked on this slot before about, you know, male arrogance and the idea of men believing that they have more skills in a particular area than they might do. And that inevitably lends itself to be willing to take more risks.
Is it always good then to take risks?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that it depends on the situation. So, like, if you're Alex Honnold, is it worth taking a risk? Like, I came out of that last night thinking my wife wasn't even able to open her eyes. She watched the whole thing while she was doing her knitting. Also another high risk activity. But I think it really depends on the situation, and it's about preparation. And it's about having a growth mentality where if you're a perfectionist and something goes wrong and you take a risk, then it's always going to be a failure, because if it isn't a perfect result, then you're not going to rate it. But if you have a growth mentality where you, like Phil Knight is a classic example of a growth mentality, where you say, okay, if I do fail and I take this risk, what am I going to learn from it?
Simon Tierney, I feel like I've had like 10 minutes in a therapist's chair or something with you.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Okay, I'm going to be risky. I'm going to be a risk taker, and I'm going to think probability versus consequences. That's my takeaway from that. As always, Simon Tierney, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kira.